We have been talking about, you can put up that. Yeah, we've been talking about assignments. Well, we've been talking about four A's. God all year long has been aligning us. God year, well, for a long time, but especially we've been talking about this year, has been aligning us. What does that mean? Holy Spirit, what do you want to do in my life? What do you want to change? What do you want to replace? Where do you want me to go? What you want me to say? You're my Lord. I yield myself to Him. It's really what we used to say in the 70s, make Jesus Christ Lord of every area of my life. It's just a fancy way of saying it. Why? And as we do that, authority in our life to dispel darkness increases. See, one thing that I do with you guys is I respect you. I know that you're soldiers. I know you're partners with Jesus. I know you're His bride. And He's doing stuff. And He's inviting us to do stuff too. And some of the things He's inviting us to do is the same thing He did with the ark. Well, I have to research the third one, but there's at least two arks in the Old Testament. One was the Ark of the Covenant, which represented His presence, that burning presence between the two angels. It represented His mercy. You are carriers of His presence. You are carriers of His mercy. And not judgment, because if they get under Jesus Christ and what He did 2,000 years ago, you're not judged. He was judged. The other major ark is Noah's Ark, which was a place of safety and a place of resources. There was food. There was supplies. He is making you, you already are, a place of safety for people to confide in, for people get counseling in, for people to hang around. Have you ever had people just want to hang around you and you go, why do they want to just hang around me? I'm a nice guy, but this is weird. It's because they sense a place of safety in you. They sense, my daughter Abigail, and Grace has said this too, she goes, every time you go to the store, people just start talking to you. A person at the register starts talking to you more than anybody. Have you ever had that happen? It's because they sense a place of safety in you, which is the presence of God. And he's doing that. He's making you resources. Well, I don't have much. You have more than what most of the world has. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, but you have stuff that matters. I read this week, let me read to you, Ryan LaStrange, many of you ever heard of him, he's an apostolic guy in East Tennessee, he is a national guy, let me back up, and so this year, back in September, the Lord said, I am sending my people on assignments in 2021, which started in September, like it has never been before. We're going to partner to change our world. See, He believes in you. He has hope in you. He has confidence in you. He's got His sovereign part where He has to show up, but He's also got our part where we have to show up because He just likes working with you. This is what Ryan LaStrange blogged out this week. He said, I was awake, and so I'm just going to read it. It's rather long, but I think it proves the point what we've been talking about. I was awakened at 3 a.m. as the Lord began to speak to me. He said, December is a month to receive sudden supernatural deployments. Can you say amen, Hillary? And then you got deployed, then you came back, didn't you? Who knows why you were up there for 2 months, but there was some reason you were, especially Chad, was supposed to be up there for 2 months. And then he came back under very different circumstances. These supernatural deployments may not be instant or happening in the same month, but the revelation of them is coming forth now. So get ready. The Lord's talking. He's speaking. Why is He doing that? Because His kingdom is accelerating. Lightnings are coming. He's ready to dispel stuff. I believe this is going to be the start of the third great awakening, the third great revival in this country. He also said, don't be shocked by the suddenness of these deployments. Go, wow, that happened fast. All right, you've been forewarned. The definition for the word deploy is to extend, especially in width. Say amen. Amen. To place in battle formation or appropriate positions, deploying troops to the region, to spread out, utilize, or arrange for a deliberate purpose. I'm telling you, He's wanting to restore the earth. That's just... He's just wanting to restore the earth. So many Christians are wanting to leave the earth because of their end times theology. Just get me out of here, God. Let the rapture come sooner than later. You know, I want Jesus Christ to come back, but I'm just going to go on the record. He's not coming back soon. There are things that have to happen before He comes back. Now, we don't know when. He doesn't know when, but there are prerequisites. We'll come back to that. Many of you have been on assignment, but I see the Father changing your orders. All right, so don't be surprised. In the days to come, there will be seemingly sudden redirects. Many will be caught off guard, but it is the Lord's doing. He is positioning you who have stayed the course, this is good, into new commissions, new assignments, battlefield promotions. Macedonian call experiences. You have to go back and look. What is it? I can't remember what chapter it is in Acts where Paul wasn't sure where to go. He said, well, I want to go to Troas. I want to go to here. I want to go there. And he never got confirmation. And then finally an angel shows up, or maybe it was a dream, I can't remember, shows up, it was a dream, and he saw somebody from Macedonia calling and said, come over here. And he knew it was the Lord because of dreams. Dreams are growing. Before you go to sleep at night, give your revelation, give your night, say, Father, if you want to give me any revelation in dreams, I'm open. If you want to give me any revelation in words during the day, I'm open. But he is working in a lot of people with dreams. Macedonian call experiences will be routine at the end of the year as the Lord positions people in the right places and the right assignments. This is exactly what we've been talking about. When you're in there, you can go out there and Google Ryan LaStrange, find his blog, and get the rest of it if you want to. Good stuff. So why has he given us assignments? I grew up with a theology that said basically get your life right, be the best Christian you can, and it sort of ended there. So get your life right, but don't end there. He's wanting us to align ourselves with Him, with our gifts, with our character, with integrity, with honesty, with righteousness, so that you can take it and influence your world around you. So many Christians, especially in America, they're starting to wake up to this now, but it's a fairly new doctrine. How many of you, it's not a new doctrine, it's a new doctrine to them. How many of you ever, if you follow Christianity across America, you hear it here, the word kingdom is everywhere now. This is a God thing. What kingdom is, in my basic definition, is you follow the King and take His influence and His rules first to ourselves and then to every domain that you walk in. Your work, I mean, be integrity, have honesty, be truth, wherever it is, family. It's taking His rule, not just for your life. I mean, you don't control people. But you take His influence through you, where you have influence, to things around you. And then what you're going to find is He's going to give you increased authority. It may be a promotion. It may be more voice into family members, extended family members. It could be many different things because you have been faithful with the little things. He will increase it and give you more. Well, what does that mean? He wants you to have influence over your environment. The parable that talks about Jesus, a landlord went to his servants. The landlord's Jesus, the servants is us. He gave them 1 talent, 5 talents, and 10 talents. And he said, expand these things, get interest with these things until I come back. You see the parallel there. Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you talents. Back then, it was a physical unit of money. Today, talents, you know, we use the dollar, but is even broader, talents. Grow it with interest until I come back. Make a difference in the world. In the passage, he says in the King James, he says, occupy till I come. He's expecting us to work on ourselves and take with interest. Not when we work on ourselves and that's it, we're the 1 talent. We're not getting any interest. If we believe we're not to affect our world. That's what these assignments are about. He's going to give us assignments. Go and take what I've given you to those around us. But if we have an escapism mentality, just waiting for the rapture to come and hanging on, we're the one talent. And what does he say? What did he do with the one talent? He said, you kept it. That means you kept your life right. You didn't lose it. But you didn't expand for me. And I don't know how this applies to us, but I'm taking your one talent and giving it to the guy with the five talents. I ain't giving up my talent. Lord, what assignment do you want me to do with this one talent? You know, however this looks, I'm going to be faithful to my one talent. Now, to reinforce this idea that he wants us to influence our world, what was the reward for those who used their talents correctly? So the one that had five talents, I give five cities. The one with ten talents, I give ten cities. Well, what do you want to do with a city? We want to influence because he calls us in Revelation kings and priests and rulers. That's good, isn't it? I'm telling you, he believes so much more for you than I do when I'm just trying to get through the day. Okay, get through the day, believe God. Maybe you have to get through the week. But he is believing you. He's talking and looking down from heaven. And he's going, that's my partner. John's my partner. Whatever his assignments are, I am going, right now, it's probably much bigger than this, but this is what comes to my mind. Him and Jason are writing songs. They've been on the road. They were part what was the last band? Faithhead, which was cool. I loved Faithhead. Now they're part of the Path of Great Resistance. They're part of whatever goes on here. But it's just saying the music realm. He's going, they're going to write songs that's going to change hearts, rescue music. They may never see it. But I've been trying to get to those people, and I couldn't. So I gave an assignment to John. You know, did we share it here? Or maybe it was just on the Facebook, the video about miscarriages. I mean, a lot of women have had miscarriages. This is a great song. You don't know how many people's going to be influenced by that. But he's going, I've been trying to encourage him and they never got there. So I assigned to John to write a song and they put it to music and now it's encouraging people. See, that's how we're influenced and believing. Our influence is bigger. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. Now let me tell you something. I talked a little bit and I don't want to take the whole time, but I want to show you the importance of assignments. Is before Jesus Christ comes back, there are some things that have got to happen. Most of Western Christianity, not Christianity around the world, but most of Western Christianity believes it's got to get deep, dark, and it's just really bad before Jesus Christ comes back. That is not a biblical, you can't hold that up biblically. Let me just give you two passages. Isaiah 60 is a big one, verse 1. Talks about things to happen before he comes back. We're not talking about the millennium here. Let's just listen to this. And I don't know how it's going to work out, but it gives me hope and shows me the importance of your assignments. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I've seen a little bit of the glory of the Lord, but I can't say it's risen upon me. I'm waiting for the day when an Ebal comes in here and he's like Moses that came off the mountaintop. And I'm like, dude, you need to put a towel over your face. That is too bright. Well, maybe it's not too bright, but my poor sinner eyes can't handle as much glory. Or come over here and give me a headbutt and pass it on. How about that? There we go. That's the glory of the Lord rising upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. So we're not denying that. I mean, there's darkness over the earth now. That's what's happening with this, what I was talking about earlier, about trying to expose corruption. And deep darkness the people. But this is the part where we're not waiting for Jesus Christ to come back before it happens. And I'm not trying to mess with your theology. I'm trying to show you how important it is to live for Him now. But the Lord will arise over you. In the middle of deep darkness. This is what the prophets are prophesying. Okay, either it's true or it's not. And we have to decide. If it's not true, the whole one-fifth of the office of fivefold, they're done for. I'm telling you, they're done for. We will. It's hard enough to get people to believe there's prophets. Can you imagine after this? God's reputation is on the line here. And it's going to work. It's going to come true. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen. There is a glorious future, no matter what may be going on now. And He will protect us and walk us through that. What about Habakkuk? Is that how you pronounce it? Habakkuk? Habakkuk? There you go. 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I mean, we've seen some of the glory of the Lord. I personally hadn't seen a whole lot. Nothing like the waters over the planet Earth. Is it true or is it just metaphor? Is it true or is it just to make us feel good? See, we're being challenged as Christians. What are we going to believe? Is our theology going to be decided by our experience and what we see? Or is our theology going to be decided by what the Word of the Lord says? All right. Let's see if we can get through one of these today. I actually did another slide because I figured y'all were bored. But it's not working. It's been so long. All right, just can you advance it to the second one, or is it stuck? We tested this for church. All right, we have talked about some instructions for assignments, how to do well at assignments. Because my goal as pastor is not just to get your life where it's supposed to be. I mean, that's mostly you. I can guide a little bit. But it's also to set us up so that this place is a resource to Northwest Georgia. It's an ark, a place of safety and resources. Well, what resources do we have? You're the resource. You know, at this rate, it's not going to be a whole lot of money, okay? We got a little bit in the bank. But there's so much more valuable than money. You're the resource. Somebody come in and they go, I have this problem. Go see Chad. He's good at that. He overcame it. He saw it, you know. He walked through it. Well, so I text Chad, can I give him your phone number? There's a resource out there. You get my point. And walk through it. Well, somebody so-and-so needs this or needs that. Well, I need, God's given me songs. How do I put music to songs? I call John and say, hey, you willing to help this guy? Okay, I think he's a budding psalmist. He just needs some skill and guidance. You follow what I'm saying? Those are resources. My major job is a connector. I don't really even have to be good at anything. I just say, oh, these people are good, so let's connect them over here. We've talked about three things. You can go back, find the tapes on the podcast, the YouTube messages. You can get it off the website. We've got it three places. But, you can start at our website, and it'll direct you to all three. But we need to learn to grow in sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. We're not going to cover that again. Ask God for His dream over you, because His dream over you is the destiny that's inside of you. His dream He put into you, and it ends up being your dream. Why? Because y'all are in business together. You're in partnership together. He's the senior partner, but you're still the junior partner. He's got majority ownership, but you got a big part of that ownership. And you go, this is what I was made to do. And God the Father goes, I was too. Let's do this together. That's cool, isn't it? The third thing, we talked about this last week. If you weren't here, I challenge you to go find the message. It's a good one. What is the definition of success? And I'll just leave it at that. And I don't know if this thing's going to work. Click that thing three times. You did what? Okay. Oh, hold it up in case we're too far away. I don't know what the range is on these things. Although I tested it from here earlier. All right, just click it three times, the space bar. We've got 3 points I thought I might go through today. Obviously, we're not, unless you want to order lunch in. but talking about the importance of your assignments and election. I don't apologize. I think it went good. But let's talk about this. And we'll come back next week, maybe. I mean, we'll be here next week, but what we talk about, it seems like the Lord changes us a lot. Watch for divine connections. No assignment you have will be you and Him alone. You may be the lead, but there are times you're going to need the pieces of other people. We've been talking about prophets a lot today. You may need a prophet to help give you direction. You may need a business. If your idea is a business idea, you may need a businessman to come along and mentor you. There's all these kind of divine connections. I remember, you know, just a simple example. My mountain is the church mountain. So most of my examples, even though I work full time, my assignment is in the church religious world. And so most of my examples come from that. But I remember when Vaughn Gorton of the Dominican Republic was retiring, I knew I was supposed to stay there and do something. But my model was always to work through an apostle that was already there. They're the apostle. We support them. And we used to have a thrift store out here, Lynette Young. Some of you may remember her. I'm sure most of you do. Was over that. A guy named Ramon Quello, who's actually going to be here next Sunday. So, yeah, we may not go on this, but he's coming in Friday. He just walked in through a conversational piece. She found out he was from Dominican Republic. I don't know how much she knew, but he said, "You got to meet Craig. You got to meet him now." I met him, and instantly the Lord said, "This is your new apostle for the nation that you're to work through." And through him, I've probably been down there 5 or 6 times now. And we support them monthly. We pay the rent on 4 of his 5 churches. His 5th one he's paid for. We send him $175 a month. It's you because it's your money. We send him $175. That pays the rent on 4 churches. Wouldn't it be great? We could do 4 churches here for that amount of money. I think the most expensive one is $50. But if you saw their building, you'd realize why they're $50. Okay, we're not talking a place like this. But still, it's perfect for them and works for them. That was a divine connection I needed to fulfill my call to stay in the Dominican Republic. He's going to do those same things from you. And this is what's going to happen is we have to be sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit and watch for Him and be ready for Him, because they almost always come through a way that you never thought they would come. And many times they come through people that you're surprised they come through. If y'all get all that, because I don't know if I can say it again. But you need to just say, "Father, I'm walking with You. But I need a team or one person or a whole team, depending on what your assignment is." One of my assignments was to do this church. This takes a whole team. You know, we've got 3 teachers teaching now, plus somebody doing the nursery. That's a whole team. And then the whole team of worship. And not everything requires a whole team like that. But you got to go, "Father, I need the connections You want to give me." And some of the things, if you're in the mountain like of business or government or even family, they can be non-Christians, because many things, one of those last things we won't get to today, we got to grow in our skills. I love Sean. I invited Sean years ago to come here. If he couldn't carry a note, and if he didn't know how to change keys to music and lead a team, I don't care if he's called to worship or not. It ain't happening. Your skills have to match up with it, and I know over the years he's grown in those skills. You have to grow to be good at business. You have to grow in your skills, right? He came from forestry, and instead of cutting down the trees, he's raising the trees. To me, when I first met him, I thought, "Well, that's sort of similar." And then 4.5 years later, I go, "They're not similar at all. It's just a tree. The tree is the only thing that's similar, okay? The 4-letter word, everything else is a lot different growing them than logging them." Is that a correct statement? And so he had to grow in skills. You all have to grow in skills. And he'll bring people along. Those divine connections could be non-Christians, not to influence your righteousness, but to give you the skills that you need. And say, "Father," and when you hit a roadblock where you don't know what to do, say, "You're the senior partner. You have to bail us out. Either show me what to do, you do it sovereignly, or you bring along some help. It may be financial, it may be whatever. This is partnership, but to learn to look for those divine connections. Now, some of these divine connections will turn from convenient relationships that you need for the moment to covenant relationships. That means you're going to have them for the rest of your life to some degree or another. There's just going to be some people. Covenant is like the word for contract, New Testament. Testament means contract, New Covenant, Old Covenant. That means some of these people, you just know one way, form, or another, I'm going to be connected to them the rest of my life. Maybe my business changes, but we're still going to be friends. And those are really fun. You don't have a whole lot of those in your life, maybe five, six, I don't know. You're going to have a lot of convenient relationships. They come in, they're God for a moment, and then they go out. And it's a blessing. It's what God does. But then there'll be some that are covenant. And, amen. Let's stop there. You've listened to me a lot. Any questions or comments or disagreements on anything we've talked about, even on the election thing or this? Because my goal is not just to preach. My goal is to try to, we all get there together and we're successful together. Can you speak louder? You want me to get you the microphone? Amen. There's the challenge we're in now. There's so much stories out there. I don't think they can all be true, you know, of how deep the corruption is. Maybe they are. I don't know. But this past week, if you want some deeper stuff, if you ever heard of Sid Roth, he's got a show called It's Supernatural. He's got a YouTube channel. It's also a podcast. Just in the last week, he did an interview with Johnny Enlow, and he did an interview with Hank Kunerman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. K-U-N-N-E-M-A-N. I mean, if you want to go hear more, each of them were an hour, and some of them, it's like, there's no way that corruption can be that deep. Maybe it is. Probably it is. But if you want more, many of the points I made are heard from them or were validated by them. But you can just go look up Sid Roth at Supernatural if you have an urge to do more. Any other comments or questions? The bigger picture is God is trying to grow up his church and give them discernment. And not just, we for decades, for 60 to 70 years, based off different things, we were not this way in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and that's a history lesson. We have just been along for the ride. Just take care of me, my four, no more, and wait till I die. And that's a lot of it's how the mess we've gotten into. We stop being salt and light. And he's trying to wake us up and go, your world is the way it is. Because there's no salt and light. Now, what does that look like for us on an individual basis? You just got to get before the Lord. I mean, you know, I may be wrong, but none of us that I know of have I recognized a national calling in here yet. Maybe. It's not there yet. I think we're at best a regional calling. But I'm going to affect my region. I'm going to affect my family. My work, be a salt and light there, and let the Lord raise up the national ones he wants to raise up. And it may be some of you, who knows? But we have to be faithful to the areas we're at first. And I hope you're encouraged by this. I'm telling you, we're going to see the lightning. The lightning he was talking about, it struck on that same day, it struck the Washington Monument, and it struck the Statue of Liberty. How symbolic is that? That's wild. Any other comments? And you can disagree or questions. We're growing in this thing together. But I think we do need to be still. And you need to really watch what prophecies you're hearing. False and real. Yes, and we're about to see. Yeah, we're about to see. I've been a part of the prophetic prophet movement since 1985. It's a long time, 35 years. I have never in my life, and it might have happened, but me personally, never. in my life have seen almost 100% of the prophets saying the same thing. Never. And then I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago most of them would back down because of the circumstances. It's just it's huge. Not one that I can find, maybe you can tell me if there is one, has changed it. I've never seen that. There is something happening. Yes.
And
yes.
So part of it is just be still and turn it off. Because what you hear is going to go into you rather than what your spirit is saying, I know something else.
Yeah. Any other comments or thoughts? I guess the kids have been in there about 30 minutes, so I held to my word. You got 30 minutes. I appreciate you guys. This is a fun journey. You're welcome. Well, Father, we thank you that we're on the greatest assignment ever. And we're in the greatest period of time ever. And we're going to get to see miracles like Esther saw and Moses saw at the Red Sea. And we just thank you that we're a part of it. In Jesus' name, I pray blessings upon every person here. And I pray prosperity, I pray protection, I pray your peace, and I pray your presence like it's never been. In Jesus' name, amen.